Welcome back to another episode of the Freedom Train Podcast Series. We are your sexual connoisseurs, Joseph Ward and Patrick Irvin, here to take you on a ride of your life to learn you a couple new things and let you know how to really blow them backs out and how to get your back bluted out, because it really go down in the time for where we get down. You got to make that sound. If it ain't sounding like macaroni, then you ain't hitting it right, and she gonna call up Tony and he gonna do it all night. What's going down, everybody? Welcome back to another episode, man. We happy y'all here with us, rocking with us, vibing with us. We hope that you all enjoyed last week's episode. And if you did, make sure you go ahead and subscribe to this Freedom Train Network. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscribe. And you know the Freedom Train Podcast Series is brought to you by PAX Inc. That's PACTSINC. Visit the website at www.paxinc.org, PACTSINC.org, to learn more about the organization. Make sure you visit our Freedom Train website at www.freedomtrainradio.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram, Freedom Train Network, at Freedom Train Network on Instagram, Freedom Train Network on Facebook. Subscribe to this Freedom Train Network YouTube channel. Like this video, share, comment, all that stuff. We're about to give y'all some good safe sex tips on safe sex information. Both of us have a combined 24 to 30 years of safe sex experience and you know, expertise. And we're going to bring it to you, because last week we showed you the sex kit. This week we're going to show you how to use the sex kit properly. But we're talking to the men's first. I said we're talking to the men's first. And then we're going to talk to the women folk, but we're starting to talk with the men first, because we want to make sure the men folk got their stuff down, because we the ones putting it in. And then next week, we're going to talk about the women, because they the one getting it put into their sex holes. And shout out to everybody with nice sex holes.
So I'm going to translate that for all of us nine sex industry people.
Go ahead.
We're going to talk to you about how to fuck without making it burn.
How the fuck without making it burn?
Unless you want to make it burn.
Unless you want to make that thing burn. And hey, man, if you want to make it burn, if you want to let it burn, that's on you, dog. That's on you. Do your thing. But you know, I ain't with the burning. I like it for it to feel good on my end. So you know,
some people are masochists. They like, you know, that pain. Sorry, that pain make them.
How you spell like that? Shit? How you spell that shit? Say, you never been saying spell it. Spell masochist. How you spell that shit?
Man, I could spell masochist. It's easy. Spell it. Masochist. Mas-
Hey, the word sound crazy. Whatever sitting around, we got to think of a word for some real kinky shit that hurt. Massa. It was a white man, massa. You know, doing slavery. We are massas.
Right.
Kids. Because they was kicking people. So they're like, you know what? We can't call it masters who kick. So we're going to call it master kissed. Kiss can be our version of kick, so nobody ever get that we're kicking niggers. So master kissed. But it's originally formed in master who kicks.
Bam. Ah. That makes a lot of sense. When you think about it, but don't think about it at the same time.
You gotta use your third and your fifth eye.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't even know about that fifth eye, though. So, you
hey, know, man, that's their problem. That's their problem. They better learn about it. Okay. Oh, you see the different flavor this week. I had the green for y'all last week. Got different flavor. Hey, man, look, we ain't taking no shorts, no losses over here. All right. We bring it back. Finger popping and everything.
Finger popping. It's finger banging.
Finger banging, finger popping. It. I feel like it fell off for a minute, but I think it's making a comeback though.
What, finger bang or finger pop?
Both.
So y'all might want to get y'all some of this Lang Lang and ginger massage. Yeah. It's infused with collagen and stem cells.
Oh shit.
This so will make your dick bigger.
And get you real hard, huh? Make it hard like Rottweiler.
It won't really, but you know,
you get hard like Chihuahua.
But y'all might want to get some of that in your life when you have a night when you got a lady over. See,
yeah, right?
half of the skill, right?
Skill,
right? And giving a good massage is making sure that you have the right oil. See, it's hard to give a good massage with no oil. You put oil on it, then all of a sudden the oil do all the work for you. But you got to get some good oil that's going to have her skin feeling good after you finish. And you got to have some good oil that's going to have her looking good after you finish. You want her to look at whatever you massage and be like, yo, I need to get him to come massage that again.
Girl, you look like you, like fresh out the oven like that. See, okay, so the massaging has, it has been like a small part of my arsenal. Mm-hmm. Cause you know, every now and then I ain't really like the massage shit. You know what I'm saying? Cause you know how dudes be like, they'll take the massage route and try to smash. I ain't really like the massage route. You know what I'm saying? Cause I wanted to make sure that she wanted me to do this shit. She wanted this meat. So every now and then, so I think I maybe a couple times used the massage route for more. But other than that, you know, I was like, hey, man, you know, after you got tired of trying to work for it, be like, hey, man, before I get there, what we doing?
Yeah.
After you get grown.
But see, I ain't talking about using the line as a strategy to get some pain. What I'm saying is you give her a massage, because if you give her a good one, she's going to be thinking about you. See, I ain't talking about being a hitter and quitter, you know, a pop and go.
Not for the pop and go things, but you know, like when you're young, you're in college, and you're trying to get something, you don't really understand the game. And so the massage is a part of the arsenal at that point because you don't really have the balls to come out and say what you want to say. So you got to use little tricks and little strategies because she know what you want. And you know what she want. Well, you think you know what she want.
Yeah, you don't know what she want.
You hope you know what she want, right?
You hope she want what you want.
Now, in reality, she wants what you want. But because your ass is too scared to really come out and say, you have to figure it out in other ways that seem manipulative.
But she might not want what you want.
I mean, you. She might not.
Well, she might not want what you want from you.
From you, but not me. He ain't talking about me.
Nah, but I'm just saying the massage is a strategy for about long term situations. Yeah, if you just trying to like, I never really used the massage as a strategy.
Well,
to try to pick up a casual situation, like, cause for that you just be direct.
But see, right. But see, that's what I'm saying. Cause for me, I never really used massaging as a part of my arsenal. It was a small part. So I have to step my massage game up because I ain't gonna lie, I'm weak in that area. And massaging, that ain't really my strength. So I got to get my massage game up. So put that oil back up. One more time, that.
Yeah, Lang.
What's that? Yang Yang?
Lang.
Lang Lang. Yeah, I got to get my, I ain't gonna lie, I got to get my that.
Yeah, and see the thing with the line. Let me.
Gonna be a royal rubber.
Let me see. What you do is when you get the line, you rub it together, rub it in your hands. You want some oil that's gonna stay warm, right?
Gotta do Birdman rub.
Yeah.
Or the Leon Lining Love rub.
You don't want to put no cold oil on it, but
we got to distinguish: is it the Birdman or the Reverend Leon Lining Love?
So it depends. Right.
Okay.
What are you massaging?
You
know what I'm saying? So, because for most larger surface area body types, you're giving it to Birdman.
Okay, but that Leon Line of Love is
right. You that's for direct stimulation of certain situations. You know,
that's thou tempt thee. I got you.
Right. But what you want is you also want to get some of these, right?
What is that?
So these are massage rollers, right?
Oh shit! I ain't in the massage game. I thought they were easy buttons.
See, no. See, these are massage rollers. So what they do is for those people that ain't good with their knuckles or with applying pressure with their palms, or you slap these down on their back.
Where you get them from?
Slap them down, and you just move. They roll, and they just roll around in the oil.
Cause like you know, your hands get tired as hell after a while, and like, shit.
Nah,
like,
I still
got the finger bang you. So I got to say,
with these, you can apply as much pressure. So if you put a lot, but you gotta watch though, because if you put too much pressure on her, she gonna move away from you. You gotta pay attention. Oh, that's too much. You back up a little bit.
Put that right amount.
And then you can just roll around with these. And they also make the muscles loosen up.
Tip in your sex hole.
They also make the muscles loosen up. And see, another thing you could do, you get a bunch of these, right? You lay them down on the floor, put some oil on her back, on her stomach, or whatever, and lay her down on these, and these don't move. So now you got a rolling surface. You can just, hey.
Where you getting them from, Amazon? Send me the link.
You know it.
Send me the link, bro. Send me the, hey, young lady, you know who you are. You about to get your back massaged out.
Hey, and the thing about it, when you start bluting out,
and bluting, because you got to massage it and then blute it.
When you massage it first, it blued further because the muscles be relaxed and warmed up. So you always want to, you want to warm it up with the massage and then you want to blute it out.
Gotcha.
And nothing comes harder than something that's relaxed. Anyways,
straight up.
That's enough game for one day.
Straight up. I mean, hey, look. All we gonna do is give you tips to make sure you good. That's it.
Give you tips for your tip.
That's it. But anywho, let's get to the bulk of why we came here today. We got some other game for y'all, but we do want to go ahead and get to the one of the main reasons why we are gathered here today. See,
today.
Right, so last week we showed you the kit. So let's reiterate the kit. BJ Blast. Bam. Last week I just said cock ring. I want to make a distinguishment. Vibrating. Cock ring. Different color from last week. Okay. We got the chocolate flavored lubricant.
Do that one again. I was called
chocolate flavored lubricant.
Okay, chocolate
vanilla flavored lubricant.
Intertastal.
We got these magnums. We got this Oasis lube. Know what I'm talking about? We got this Move lube. We got this One Legend condoms. It's for the big wee wees. We got the Legend XL, right? We got this ID Glide lube. We got this. Got the Lifestyle Non Latex, which is some of my favorites. We got this Trojan. I forgot what type of Trojan this is, but this is another type of Trojan. I know I got the ribbed. I got some of these ribbed and extra thin condoms and stuff. We got flavored condoms. Got all these flavors. And we got let's start here. So
wait. Cause it's like, why are you getting head with a condom on?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Mr. Patrick. Because if you're not aware and if others are not aware, STDs do live in the mouth. STDs can be passed orally. So don't think that your mouth is a safe place to just put something. Because think about it, what I always tell people, you cool with having the big ass syphilis in the middle of your face. You cool with having to explain what the hell is that on your lips because you got the herpes on your lips because you done put your mouth.
What are those?
Place. So understand stigma. Stigma is real. You understand stigma because why? We stigmatize other people for other situations. So we understand stigma. So don't put yourself in a situation to be stigmatized because of either ignorance or lack of just giving a damn. So ladies, you use flavored condoms. Men, you use flavored condoms. And men, Well, see, we strictly talking to the men. I'm like, tonight, men, these dental dams and these flavored condoms gonna help you out a lot. All right, so like we saying, you can. So if a lady, so for example, a lady has, let's say she has gonorrhea and chlamydia in the back of her throat.
Mm.
She bad. She got them nice lips with that good lip gloss on the thing. Some nice lips looking good. And she wanted to give you some head.
Mm.
Right? Mm. And you willing, you down with getting ahead. Cause like most dudes, we ain't gonna turn down no head.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you don't know that she got the gonorrhea and the chlamydia in the back of her throat. And she bad than the motherfucker. So you really ain't finna turn down this head.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's why this bag gonna represent the beatdown bag. And so as I talk about the different items, I'm gonna put them inside of the beatdown bag, which will represent the bag that you should carry with you should carry when you going to get your smash on or make love or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. So
ain't nobody making love, they smashing, but go ahead.
Hey man, so flavored condom in the bag. And I got another flavored condom here, right? Dental dam gonna go in the bag, but you know, want to make sure I still use it for the demonstration. So if the girl is gonna go down on you, she's gonna give you some head, put on the flavored condom. So get you a couple different flavors because different women like different flavors. So different brands of condoms, the flavor will be different. So I've had conversations with regular women, prostitutes, and men who've all used flavor condoms. And over the years, I've heard people talk about the flavoring on the lifestyle condoms being a bit better than the others. Now, this company, one, is not that as established as the other one. So I'm not sure how widely used one's flavor condoms are, but this is nevertheless another option. And this is a mint chocolate flavor that you can use. And I got another one. This is banana flavored right here. So they have different flavors that you can use. So, and this is for people who don't just want to taste straight up latex, like putting a Magnum in your mouth and putting a flavored condom in your mouth. It's two different things. Two totally different things that's gonna happen in your mouth. Flavored condoms are gonna be more pleasurable, but I will always encourage people to test out the different brands of flavor condoms. See which one is best for you, right? But no, so that's for the guys. That's not for us. For us, it's just to have different flavors. Testing out the different flavors is for the ladies. And for guys who may use it, for guys who may be having sex with other men, you still need to use flavored condoms as well. Anybody putting their mouth on the penis, you still need to use flavored condoms. So I retract that part of the statement. Anybody putting their mouth on the penis need to be using flavored condoms. And you need to find out which one you like the best.
You can use regular condoms. You just won't have no flavor.
Right. Now, if you don't have a flavored condom, of course, like Pat said again, use what?
You use regular condom. Just won't have no flavor.
Goddamn regular condom if you ain't got nothing else. Right.
Now, what you can't do, though, is you can't take a regular condom and put seasoning salt and stuff on it and try to make it taste like a steak.
Nah, don't do that. That's stupid.
Don't do that. Yeah.
That's stupid. Now, dental dams, right? So dental dams would be used to go down on the girl to perform oral sex, whether vaginally or anally. So this is what a dental dam would look like. This is a banana flavored dental dam.
Damn for the dental. Damn.
So let's just say this is the vagina and or the anal surface. The guy would place, it would be placed over and it would get the licking it and everything. And then as it gets more wet and everything from the licking on one side and the vaginal juices on the other, it would adhere to the body and it really won't move. So it'll be in your place. And it covers a pretty large surface area, depending on how you put it on there. So, you know, putting it in your face, you want to keep yourself safe.
Mm-hmm.
Get it in, right? Because the thing is, with safe sex is to prevent the skin-to-skin contact. That's the whole object. Prevent skin-to-skin contact. So dental dams can be found at your local sex stores. Like I said, if you live in the Tallahassee area, go to any health department, any local health place, and bam, dental dams and stuff will be available and things like that. Now, this is a trick for guys, right? Let's say you got flavored condoms, but you don't have dental dams. So I know a lot of guys probably won't do this because a lot of guys be thinking about their masculinity and stuff. But what you could do, so say you want to go down on a girl, you got flavored condoms and or regular condoms, but no dental dam, but you really want to eat that box. Like, you got to eat that box because that box is good. You really want to eat that box. I feel you. As a coochie connoisseur, I feel you. I like to dine on the nether regions myself. So I get you. So take out the flavored condom. I don't have scissors with me, so I'm not going to necessarily cut it. But I'm going to show you. Take the flavored condom out the packet. You roll it all the way down. You'll get you a pair of scissors, and you will cut the tip off the condom. Once you cut the tip off the condom, you would cut it in half. Once you cut it in half, it'll lay open. And it'll lay open, not as wide as this, but it'll lay open like this, and you can use the cut open flavored condom as a dental dam. So, another, because preventing skin-to-skin contact. We all know head. People like to give head without protection, and people like to get head without protection because it feel gooder than the mother. But guess what? It don't feel good in the mud. I mean, but it don't feel good in the mud if you got some though. They just be straight
it
up.
It don't feel good in the mug if you don't know what you're doing either. That's
amazing. Oh yeah. No teeth, ladies. No teeth. No teeth. No teeth. No teeth. And any men out there encouraging bad head techniques, fuck you. Okay. So, dental dam, even though I took it out just for representation, into the bag. Flavored condom, dental dam, in the bag. Bam, that's what we taking with us, right? So, lubricants. A lot of guys really don't think about how important lubricant can be in safe sex practices. But the drier the areas are, the less lubricated the areas are, the more prone they are for breakage. Because we're talking about friction happening in these areas, especially in the vagina and or the anus. But also, a lot of guys don't know how an extra lubricated mouth could also aid in not having a lot of damage done to the penis and or the transmission of anything, right? So let's say a girl is going down on a guy. Mm-hmm. No condom. Mm.
No, she didn't.
Let's say she got a dry mouth. She's trying to give him head. She got a dry mouth and things. And
that's just crazy.
Whatever happens, she cuts. She gets like a micro cut in the mouth. Like a micro something. Let's say you because you can graze.
She cut her own mouth with her own teeth. That's crazy.
Because it happens. Mm-hmm. Right? So, but let's say the dude has HIV. Ooh, and he ejaculates in that area because all you need is a port of entry. All you need is that port of entry. He ejaculates in that area. Then, bam, that will be transmission because she had that port of entry, that opening. So what should happen is the woman, if she has a dry mouth, she could take in liquids, but she can put lube, like that's where the flavored lube comes in. The woman will put the flavored lube in her mouth. And that will act as something to moisturize the mouth and be there for giving head. So she'll have that flavor in the mouth while she's giving head and that moisture. But also, think about this. When dude trying to put his meat in the girl, and his meat ain't really wet enough, or her hole ain't wet enough, her sex hole ain't wet enough, what we do? What do people do to get the thing more moist? What you do? What people do?
You either spit on it, or you get some lube, or
stop that. You know, ain't no oars. People spit. Can we get that from the flicks?
Or you just take your dry ass fingers and try to stimulate her through some finger popping or banging.
Yeah, but well, you.
But you will be spit.
But we're gonna get back. We're gonna come back to the stimulation like it's supposed to be later, right? But
okay,
If it ain't wet enough to end, like Andre 3000 said, then that's where lube comes in. So instead of spitting in your hand, because all right, so think about this from the male perspective and from the female perspective. So say you take the lady out, y'all go out on the little fancy dinner before y'all go back to smash, y'all eating chocolate cake, seafood, all types of stuff. Y'all drinking all types of alcoholic beverages. And then he's going to spit all of that in his hand and put that into your vagina.
Mm.
That ain't what you want. That's where the lubricant comes in. Because we don't know what all is in his mouth. Because as well as if we're talking about safe sex, if I have an STD in my mouth and I spit and I put it into your vagina, then guess what you got?
But you know people ain't thinking about it like that.
But that's why I'm saying it like that.
It's people that won't kiss you because they don't know where your mouth been, but it'll let you spit inside of their body from that other port of entry.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but see, that's why we doing what we doing. We talking how we talking because we gonna change the game out here, Pat. Right? We out here dropping this knowledge on these folks to change the game. But let's think about it. Let's start thinking like that. If I have all that going on in my mouth, I done drunk Hennessy and all that, I'm finna put all that to your cooch when I spit. Use lubricant. I know ladies be like, I don't need no lube. Hey, man, fuck all that. People need lubricant.
Yeah, you do, baby.
So. Lube in the bag, in your beat down bag. All right. So what's your favorite condom, my brother?
Right now, it's got to be the ones that, well, as far as latex go, it got to be the ones I've been holding up.
They've been the grand large format.
Yeah, but
this their cousins right here.
Total, I would say is probably the lambskin.
Okay.
Overall, okay. Like I like the skins. The skins feel good. Yeah. And I can do the skins because I was married. But if I was single, I would have to be in a seriously committed relationship to do the skins.
So I'm glad you brought that up. And why would you? So you say you only use skins because you're married. Why is that? So if you were single, why wouldn't you use skins?
Because the skins ain't as effective when it comes to preventing transmission, right?
Yeah, exactly. The skins are more so developed to prevent pregnancy.
Right.
So you can get all your feeling. But remember, the skins that they use are porous.
Mm-hmm.
So I always tell people, the HIV virus, a single virus, is way smaller than the sweat bead, right?
Right, right.
I can see a sweat bead popping up out of my pores.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see HIV, but I can see a sweat bead popping out of my pores. So the pore is big enough for that sweat bead to come out. So which means that pore is also big enough for HIV virus, which is way smaller than that, to get in. Mm-hmm. So it's not, especially something like HIV, it's not really going to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
So the skins are more so for prevention of pregnancy within committed monogamous relationships.
Yep, and y'all listen to the man because he know what he's talking about.
So,
and with the, I'm gonna say this too, with the lubricants.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the lubricants
is what we gonna call
lubricants. All right.
With the lubricants, because yes, I can. You want something that's hypoallergenic? So I'm looking at this honey right here. I finally broke it out of the box.
Where you get that lube from?
Oh, I get all my lube, all of my stuff from Amazon, bro.
Okay. And remember, go ahead, because I still got this Trojan. I'm going to bust this out on somebody's daughter real soon.
Uh-oh.
November.
So, you want something that's hypoallergenic so that she don't have a potential allergic reaction. Right, right, right.
I'm saying true. Well, that's why you need to start having conversations with people you're having sex with before y'all actually get into using things like this, even before you start having sex, because you need to know what people are allergic to and not allergic to and things like that.
But you also want something that's paraben free. This the second one right here, because a lot of times that be the chemical that be causing the burning sensation, or that's the substance for a lot of people that causes a burning sensation. So right. People put that lube on them, and then all of a sudden they be like, my stuff on fire. Did you put Icy Hot in the lube container? And then now it's, you know, you having a reaction. So you want to, and that's all I'm going to add is, you know, obviously you want something that's clean and non-staining. unless you don't mind a mess being made. When we talking about lube, you do want something, and I know Jay is gonna get into this. I'm gonna hold it up. You want something,
and we're gonna come back to the condoms, but we need to say this about this lube.
You want something that's water based, right? You want something that's water based. It's for all you young whippersnappers out here. You get something that's not condom safe, it's gonna pop your condom. It's gonna make your condom more likely to rupture. And the last thing you want your condom to do is to be rupturing
right
while you are doing the same.
See? Right, right, right. Because
you don't want
some
your condom to be your twin.
Some lube is water based, some lube is silicone based, right? And so from my understanding, water-based lubricant is based more for vaginal sex. Silicone is more for anal sex. I would say this because I'm not the best person to ask about which lube is the best for condoms. So I would say go to your local sex store and ask the people in your local sex store about which lube is the best for condoms.
Well, from my understanding, there are some silicone-based lubes that are condom safe, but everything that I've seen as far as recommendations and preferences is water-based for condoms. That being said, because silicone lube is, like you just said, made for anal penetration, it does last longer, and it is a lot slicker.
Silkier. Yeah.
Right. So, but that's going to be the trade-off is the water-based stuff is safe, but it's also meant to be used to enhance the moisture that's already there.
Right. Water-based. Silicone-based.
An asshole sweats, and it does produce minimal amounts of lube for itself, but it ain't designed for a schlong to be going long. So, you're gonna need a little bit more assistance for that.
But also like this Trojan. So we got this is the pregame. So this would be the lube that you would use when you having foreplay. Like when you're getting it turned on. This is the lube that will be used for actual penetration. That's why they call it the pregame and the game time. This that Kobe Bryant.
Robert Ory. Nah, I'm sorry.
You got to think of somebody else. It's that Smush Park or something. I don't know. But we're going to come back to these lubes. But these lubes go in the bag. We're going to come back to these. But pick back up what we're talking about with condoms. So I've never used skin condoms before. But my personal favorite is the non-latex ones like these that and the same material that a female condom would be because of how I get my, like I said last week, I like to get my feeling. Like I get my protection in my feeling. And after a while, this condom is going to warm up to the surface and it's going to feel like I don't have a condom on. And how I know, because I didn't use this condom the first time I used it, I was in there, I was like, I kept pulling out because I thought I didn't have a condom on. I thought it broke or came off. But it was there hugging me tight, feeling all right. But you have to, I'm gonna keep reiterating this, you have to experiment with different condoms to know which ones work for you. And it's safer to experiment with one monogamous partner rather than trying to experiment with a whole bunch of people because things may not always go as planned and you don't want to put yourself at a greater risk of contracting the STD. So lifestyle non-latex, and this is just two versions of the same type of condom. So you have these. We have these. These are. This is like a Trojan rib condom. You know, rib. So the condom is more rib, so it's designed for more her pleasure to get more stimulation of the vagina, especially the G spot. And fellas, I hope y'all know where the G spot at. But just in case y'all don't know, we're going to come back in a couple episodes and make sure you do know where the G-spot is, right? So I forgot what type of condoms these are, but they specialty Trojan condoms.
And for you young whippersnappers that don't understand why a condom would be red, condoms make sex less pleasurable for both parties.
Yeah.
Like, women don't necessarily like the feel of condoms either. It's not the feel of
a penis
skin
ain't
on
smooth.
Skin.
A right. penis ain't smooth. It got grooves, ridges, veins, a helmet, and all that stuff.
Right. So that's what those condoms are for. Cause you know, I've heard the young kids before what they need real condoms for. She ain't got a condom on, she feel everything.
No, she don't.
She feel a piece of plastic.
Right. I mean, she like, but what folk have to understand, yeah, you feel the condom, and the person you're putting it in feels the condom as well.
Right.
You just feel it from a different perspective. But
or rubber, I'm sorry, not
right.
Plastic. You know what I mean.
Right. But choosing the right one for you. So so showing you all these. So Trojan, this is the Trojan EZ, Trojan Magnum, Trojan Rib, and two more specialty Trojan, just to show you that this Magnum ain't special, right? Also, if we want to talk about size, so I have this Magnum, I have this one Legend, and then I have this one Legend XL. This is the biggest condom. This is the biggest out of this Legend XL is designed for length and width. This Legend is designed for width. This Legend is designed for length. This Magnum is designed for width. If you do not have the width, do not use the Legend XL or the Magnum. If you do not have the length, do not use the Legend XL or the Legend. The Magnum, as far as length, is the same length as the Trojan EZ, the same length as this Lifestyle. The length of the Magnum, that's not its strong point. The strong point is its width. It's designed for wider penises. So don't get in there and embarrass yourself with, because the Magnum fall off and you know you don't have the girth for it. And that's how a lot of ladies end up with condoms stuck inside of them, because the dude don't have the girth for it and the dude embarrassed because the condom slid off.
Mm-hmm.
But also, let me show you this, because people be talking about, I can't wear a condom because the condom is too big, or the condom too small. My meat too small my meat too big for the condom. Condom too small, so I can't put that particular condom on.
Mm-hmm. The condoms are supposed to be snug.
Say it again. Please say that again and explain that to people why condoms are supposed to be snug, you know, fit. This ain't no goddamn fashion show.
Because it's just like what you just said earlier. If the condom ain't snug, there's a possibility of it falling off inside of the woman. And now you got a couple problems. Especially
if you bust.
If you bust. So it's supposed to be snug. It's supposed to be a good, nice, snug. It's supposed to be a grandma hug fit.
Look at what I can do.
But they stretch. They do stretch.
It's latex. So, it's a stretchable material.
Ain't nobody dick so big that it won't fit in a condom. If it does, you need to go see the Guinness Book of World Records, and you are probably a virgin.
And you're not right. You're not gonna be having sex. You might get you a hand job. Somebody might try to suck on it, but
you ain't even gonna get no good oral. You're gonna get some kitty licks and a hand job.
straight tip.
Good sex.
Straight just helmet tip.
Cause I know all of the young girls got all of the young boys, and it happened every generation. It ain't nothing new or special about this generation. But everybody think the bigger the better, the bigger the better, the bigger the better. And that's always the case until the young girl finally run up on something that's got some real meat on them. And then they realize, I don't like that.
You never, how many sex experts have you, women who are sex experts, whether you're a prostitute or you're a sex expert through the academic realms or whatever, how many of them do you really hear talking about they want 9 and up? Because most of them will tell you, hey, give me 3 inches, and if he know what he's doing, he can give me the best I ever had. I've heard plenty of women say that, who are sexual experts. Now, that don't mean that they looking for 3 inches. But what they're saying, if you understand what you're doing with the vagina. If you understand the vagina, you understand sex, and you take the time to understand your partner, you can please your partner.
Yeah. And if you and then in the today's climate, it might actually be safer to mess around with a dude with a little penis than it would be, because a big dick is a big dick. That's like walking around with a big gun. Like, you could do a lot of damage with that thing if you don't know what you're doing.
Oh yeah. But just letting know, condoms in the beatdown bag. All your variety of condoms. All your variety of condoms into your beatdown bag. Right.
Now, something else you can do to make the fit feel a bit more comfortable is you can lube your penis a little bit before you put it in the condom.
Yes.
For those of you that don't know.
Yes. Yes.
And that'll help with the feel.
Yes. Yes. Excellent. Yay. Because that's real. And that also helps in lessening the friction, which could help lead to the condom not breaking. Right. And so that's a great segue to what I want to show is how to put a condom on so the condom doesn't break. So this is not a well-known, popularized technique. I think it need to be taught more, because most, if you Google or YouTube search any typical video that's talking about how to put condoms on, what they're going to tell you is, well, I'm going to use this condom for this one. I'm going to use this for my grand presentation. But they're going to tell you, take it out, and they're going to say, before you put it on, you pinch the tip. And that's not really what we want you to do. There's more to it to actually helping to prevent the condom from breaking.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that's the thing. Yes, they have the condom on, but we don't want the condom to break. And we all know motherfucking condoms break. So First thing first, before
well, you not on take- me. I ain't never had one break on me, but on y'all, right.
There you go.
Go ahead.
Boys. I don't know. So first thing first, before you take the condom out, you want to look for the lot number and the expiration date. You can see it. The lot number 16073334 16, expiration date 26/2021.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This shit is expired, but it's for demonstration purposes only. So the lot number is important because, you know, it's an actual legitimate condom that comes from an actual lot. Most of these condoms come from the same place in Thailand, but it comes from an actual real manufacturing place. They do make bootleg condoms, all types of stuff. It comes from a real manufacturing factory. The expiration date, so you know the condom is good to use. Like I say, this is one of my demonstration condoms. As you can see, the date, 6/2021. That date is passed. Do not use this condom. But for demonstration purposes, let's say this is the condom we were going to use. After I make sure my date and my lot number is good, I can fold the condom in half and feel an air bubble, or I can just feel on the pack and I want to feel an air bubble. Now, feeling on the pack just lets you know that there's no hole in the condom. No hole in the package. Folding the condom in half kind of helps you see that there's no real hole in the condom. Mm-hmm. So after we know that there's no hole in the condom, and the reason why we do that, it's because I know a lot of dudes who will, after they have sex, they will take the condom off and then go run water in to make sure the condom ain't got no hole. Like, damn fool, it's too late now. You done bust all in the condom. And it was inside of her. It's too goddamn late now.
Right.
So fold it in half to make sure that you don't have a hole in it. Then you want to move the condom to one side and just tear it along the ridges and open the condom up. Bam. The condom is out. So what I tell people from here is put your hood up. So I say put your hood up because that's the name, what I call this technique. So put the condom in the middle of your hand, and we want to make a nipple. We want to make sure we're making a nipple. Now, one of the biggest things that I see, and this part is for men and women. One of the biggest things I see for women is women don't know which way to roll the condom down on. And some of y'all dudes don't know either. And y'all be letting them roll the condom down the wrong way on y'all. So we came up with this technique, and this was taught to me by my homie Sam Carter. Shout out to Sam Carter. So this technique is to help to prevent a woman from putting the condom on the wrong way on the guy who actually has an STD. Then they flip the condom around, put it on the right way. But once you do that, the STD is going right in you because it's on the condom.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to put it in our hand. Once you put the condom in your hand, look at it like this. It's in my hand. And if you're not sure, just flip it. Just flip it and put it in your hand like this. This doesn't look like it could actually roll. This is the proper way to roll down when you compare it to this. This looks more like it's ready to roll.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so once we do that, now this is the only neat thing you need to pinch the tip for is just to hold it. Pinch the tip. If you're a male or female that don't have nails on, take these two fingers and roll the condom down to the second knuckle. If you have fingernails on, don't roll the condom down on your fingers. Just roll it down and make and kind of measure it up to like the second knuckle. With your free hand, take the condom off. We don't have no penis like apparatuses other than real penises. We can't show them on YouTube. So. So with your free hand, you would roll the condom onto the penis. But as you're rolling the condom onto the penis, you want to keep this room at the tip of the condom. The room at the tip of the condom is important. It gives the condom room to breathe. And this will help eliminate lessen the probability of the condom breaking on you, giving the condom room to breathe. And when you ejaculate, got room to catch the ejaculation. Simple technique. Don't even take long. Don't even take long to do it. Roll it out. Put it in your hand. Measure it up. Make sure you got it the right way. Roll it on your knuckle. Take it off. Roll it on the penis. Bam, you're ready to go. And you can even make it sexy. Make it to a sex game.
Right. And to summarize, for those of you that couldn't tell from looking at it, the extra latex that forms the rim around the condom when it's rolled up, that should be that ring. Yeah. So the condom itself should be coming from inside of the circle.
Right, like this. Like this.
If the condom is coming from outside of the circle, meaning that ring is inside of the condom, then you got it the wrong way.
It should roll like that. So
got it the wrong way.
There you go. So that's
people don't say that because too many people assume that it's common sense.
Yeah, too many people do, but it's not common sense. Right. Because like I just did a class last week. Week before last, and a class of 40 young ladies, and only 5 of them have ever been taught how to put condoms on.
Mm.
Right. So, knowing how to, that's just like I said, that what I just showed you was a simple technique on how to put the condom on properly. Like I say, if you have nails, if you're a woman or a man and you have nails, don't roll the condom down on your nails because you could put a hole in or compromise the integrity of it. Now, extra things that you can bring to the table, you know, let's get back to this, to the turn on part, right? So this pregame is going to be used. This pregame, along with like the massage and gel and all the other things, going to be used to get the party started for the ladies. So men, foreplay is important. Foreplay is important. Men, don't be the dude who out here thinking that you goddamn special. And you the one dude that can escape performing or engaging in foreplay. Foreplay is important. You got to get your woman turned on. Listen to her. I'm not finna give you others say what you should specifically do, but there are a plethora of things you do. But talk to whatever the lady you messing with, talk to her and see what she like to turn her on to get her motor running. You got to spend time to get the motor running. The one sex expert said it take between 18 and 48 minutes to get that woman really going. That's a long goddamn time. But if she busting off, it'll go faster. But you got to make sure you spend time making sure she's ready to go and pleasing her. That she will please you unless she one of them lazy chicks we was talking about on PC show and you don't need to be having sex with her. Right. But that's where the pregame come to. It's pregame to help. This is lubricant to help you when you're performing the foreplay on your lady.
And the important thing to mention there too is, again, to reiterate what you said, talk to your lady. Because some ladies, they're getting warmed up while you're going about doing, like if y'all going out on a date and you're being a gentleman, sweet, you're being all of the things that she's asking you to be. For some women, that is already warming them up. So by the time y'all get in the bedroom, it depends on the girl. Sometimes it might not take 18 to 48 minutes. Sometimes it might take 3, 4 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever the case might be. But for a lot of people, because we got this misconception that it's women only, for a lot of people, that warm-up process is largely mental. Now, for women, you do want to, the lubrication piece is important. You want to give them time to warm, lubricate and fully get the moisture everywhere that it's got to get. But if you talk to your lady, because I know quite a few ladies, now that I think about it, that they say by the time our clothes is off, I'm ready. Like, I don't want foreplay.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah, that's so why. Talk so to that's your lady. Why. Yes, yes, yes.
I'm just reiterating what you said.
No, but for real, but that's real, because like, and I'm glad you said it like that, because I do know a handful of ladies, and it's not the majority, but it's a handful of ladies who be like, man, they come at you like a dude, man, fuck that, pull that thing out and put it in.
Right.
And like, damn, you ain't got one. I'm already wet.
Right. They want that pressure. They want to feel it. That's what the first girl ever told me that said, I won't feel that pressure right now.
And then you got some girls who want you to lick her up and down till she say stop.
Right. Because she's been listening to too many 90s R&B albums.
And then it's like, it's a lot of, all women like to get their pussy ate. All right. All, well, the majority of women.
You want to say all?
The majority of women. I had to think about it. I ran across a couple of girls that kind of disappointed me because it wasn't one of their favorite things to do. And it made me kind of disappointed because I like doing it. But the majority of women like oral sex, but not all. I recant that. Not all, yeah. But the majority of women like oral sex. So
the majority of people, because there's some dudes out there that don't like head either.
But we're going to get to that later. We're going to get that when we talk to the ladies.
To the ladies.
But you know, once again, going back to talking to your partner and seeing what they like and how they like it. Like, you know, when guys performing oral sex, if a lady say right there, that's it. Usually that, I'm not saying I'm right, but seem like from experience, that upper left quadrant part around the clit, that upper left quadrant seem like to be a nice place where ladies like to be lit. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to get you a clitoris and look at it. but you know, if she says I like that, do that. Now a lady, I heard a lady say a thing, and it made me think because I never thought about it. So she was talking about how take your time when you're down there eating cooch. Don't just be no. That licking your tongue fast stuff, it looked good, but that's not really what they want. Because she's saying, don't be doing all that. And then when she says, yes, I like that, you don't remember what the fuck you did. So you can't do it. You can't go back to it. Because you've been going crazy. Sex is something, gentlemen, listen to us. Sex is something that you got to take your time with.
And it takes time. Don't even expect to be the greatest in the world to first go out the gate. Nah, you got to learn your woman.
You got to get to know folk. That don't mean you can't be good, but don't. I never even really expect to give a lady, like, to open up my whole bag on her. Like, you ain't finna get all my tricks in the first cut, because we need to get to know each other. I need to make sure I know what you like and how you like it. So when I pull out all my tricks on you, I can pull out my tricks in the best way to please you. Pleasure is the key, right? So fellas, man, take your goddamn time.
But here's the trick, right? And this has been a trick that worked for me. If you do got a girl that like to get ate, and you are open and willing, let her ride your face and pay attention to what she's doing.
To me,
that's always been an easy shortcut. Like, just pay attention to how she moves when she's in control.
She gonna grind that thing on your face how she want it. Also, pay attention to her when she rubbing her cooch, when she rubbing her clit, because she's showing you how she like to be rubbed. So don't you go in there trying to.
Yeah, and the wave high, you know, the wave high and the regular invader. You know,
listen to her. Like, I just saw a video yesterday. The young lady, she had a video game controller, and she had, like, with the joysticks, you know, like the PlayStation controller with the joystick parts on it. And she was like, hey guys, and this, let's say this is the joystick. She's like, we don't like this. We don't like what y'all fast, and we don't like this. Take your thumb and just. But she was saying finesse. Sex is, yes, sex got some pounding, some beating. Bats get blued out. Don't get it twisted. Bats get blued out, but sex is more of a finesse game.
Right, but even bats getting blued out, that's a specific kind of sex at a specific point. The if all of your sex is basically trying to rip her open.
You ain't talking about nothing.
So sex is about constant contact, rhythm, steady motions, soft but firm type of situations.
Ladies and men, rhythm is important. Right. Don't just be in there just doing shit. Be intentional with your movements and be intentional with what you're doing. Be intentional with the way you're trying to stimulate somebody. Take your time, and rhythm matters. Like, one thing I hate when the girl be giving you head, and we're gonna talk about this more next week. The girl giving you head, she'll give you 7-10 good bobs and then go to something else. I just told you I like that. Stop that. But even in this, like, some ladies who are getting, like, you may be used to, or you may not be used to oral sex, or you want to spice it up or some. These pop rocks, these regular old pop rocks, what they call them, BJ Blast, getting from the sex store. Pour these in your mouth. Put this stuff in your mouth. Some girls have even put ice in their mouth, put different things in your mouth to spice it up, flavor it up. You can put some honey on the meat, lick it off, all those things. Guys, keep some things in your house. But BJ Blast, go in the bag, right? BJ Blast,
have,
go in the bag.
Have that conversation.
Yeah,
because,
but, you know,
if you put ice in your mouth and you go to surprise somebody and they don't like, then you might have just cost yourself an engagement.
Right. Well, if you're not listening to us and you don't talk to your partner, then you're going to be in for a rude awakening. So the last product is these vibrating cock rings. And the vibrating cock rings, this is for stimulation and pleasure for both the male and the female. So you can get this one, you can get close and give it them close strokes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also gonna be the stimulation for the man and his penis. You hit that, you hit the little button on it, the thing start vibrating,
mm-hmm.
and you're all good. They make you feel good. And you stroke, as you stroke, get that thing close, you hit that vibrate, hit that click. She's like, oh. You stroke, hit. That's, you know, because it's dual stimulation, clitoral. So clitoral stimulation inside and outside the vagina, because the G-spot ain't nothing but the inside part of the clitoris. So clitoral stimulation from inside and outside of the vagina with the vibrating cock ring thing that you can get. You get these from sex stores. Vibrating cock rings go in the bag as well with the pregame and the game time.
But what about the people that say the G-spot don't exist?
I don't know what the fuck to tell you. You might not ever touch the vagina. Because if you put your finger, men, like this, put your fingers inside the vagina, let's curl it back a bit. Like you're making a come here. It should be a ridge surface at the top of the vagina. Feels like the ridge is at the top of your mouth. If you run your tongue across the top of your mouth and you feel those ridges in the top of your mouth, that's what the G-spot will feel like inside the vagina. You put your fingers in like this, palm up, put your fingers in, palm up. Once you got the two fingers in, your index finger and your bird finger, once you have those fingers in, you curl your fingers towards you like you're saying, come here. Now, all G-spots not going to be in the same place, but about 3 inches into the vagina, you can feel along that 3-inch area. You should be able to feel the G-spot. All women have a G-spot because it's the internal part of their clitoris. Clitoris is a huge organ. The tip of the clitoris, the top of the clitoris that we see, that's just literally the tip of the clit bird. The tip of the clit bird. The clitoris is a huge organ inside the groin area. And so that's why even kissing along the lips of the vagina, all those things can be stimulated because the clitoris sits right there, and the clitoris has one job: orgasm. Mm-hmm. That's all it does is orgasm.
And orgasming is very important to the to a woman getting pregnant.
Cervix open up.
Right. And it opens up, and in that basin right down there where the semen tends to collect in a pool, it shoves the head of it into that basin. I'm saying basin, but it's not a basin, but you know what I mean. Anyways, but the other thing to keep in mind here, well, not to keep in mind, but it's real interesting. So the inside of the mouth is made out of the same material as the inside of the vagina, which is why, there are so many similarities between the two.
So we can take it a step further. Flip your eyelid. You know when the little weird kids in school used to flip their eyelids? Yeah,
same thing.
Same lining in your mouth, anus, vagina, the penis, even in your nose. But not your nose is a bit different because
it's got the hairs and stuff.
Right. Yeah, yeah. But the same lining. And remember, the skin is the largest organ for a reason because it covers all of that. So it's still part of the skin. So skin, touch and skin stimulation is important for sexual pleasure. Once again, have this conversation with your goddamn partner. Get on the right page with them to know what they like. So you can learn how to touch that person right. You know how to lick them right. Men, we got to start stepping our sex game up. All right.
We got to start communicating too, though, men.
Right.
Because
if she trash, tell her.
Right. We got to start like sex. Sex ain't just about a nut. It's about the journey.
Orgasm. It's a difference between orgasm and nothing. We're going to come back and teach y'all that. But it's the difference between orgasm and nothing.
But you definitely got to talk. I know a lot of dudes, you know, you just happy that it get wet. And even if it don't get wet, we got products for that. They got apps for that. Cool. But if you really trying to have good sex with somebody long term, you need to communicate. And it's a good habit to get in even with casual sex because you never know. You know, you might meet up with a chick who's down to give you what you like. And if you're going to be having sex, why not be having good sex?
Yeah. But that go back to what we were talking about earlier about when you were young, you inexperienced, and you stupid, your self-esteem and your confidence ain't where it need to be, and you're not really being upfront and honest. You're not opening up. You're not communicating. You're not talking the way you need to talk to the women, so you're not getting what you're getting. So I know for me, that's where a lot of the bad sex I had, because I wasn't brave enough to say what the hell was on my mind. Now, hey, man, that ain't where it's at. Like, I let women know upfront what I like, even before. Because I've always liked to have a conversation with women for the most part before we have sex. So you at least know where I'm coming from.
Bing.
There you go. But I mean, you know, men, just simple techniques. This is our beatdown bag. Let's go over the contents of the beatdown bag one more time. Got you. Some forms of lubricant, pregame and game time. Pregame is to get it going. Game time is to hit the home run. Vibrating cock rings, and you can add, and different things can be added to your beatdown bag. These just things that are in this particular beatdown bag for me. BJ Blast for oral sex pleasure toward the men. Various types of condoms. Flavored condoms. Various sizes and feel of condoms, flavor condoms, dental dam, lubricants, all the different lubricants and things, different things you need in your beatdown bag to help enhance your sexual experience and your sexual pleasure. But, you know, once again, have them goddamn conversations and go out when you're having sex and you're going out, gentlemen. Have your bag with you. Have your bag prepared. And when you walk out, have your bag with you. When you get there with the lady, you got your bag. Especially if you know you're going over there to smash.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't know if you're going to smash, take your bag with you. Unless it's in the summertime, it's extremely hot. But if it ain't extremely hot, you can leave your bag in the car, whatever. Have your bag in your pocket, whatever. And then if it's going to go down, go get your bag. But doing whatever we can do to reduce the transmission of STDs and not have as many people out there just raw dogging all willy nilly. And I'm talking to myself as well when I say that. So
you ain't talking to me because I don't raw dog willy nilly because that's gay.
I'm not raw dogging. I'm not saying I'm raw dogging all willy nilly. But what I am saying is talking to myself because I'm not above it, and because I be wanting a raw dog willy nilly. Because man, we're gonna talk to men too about pulling out and raw dogging and busting off and women and all that stuff coming down the road. We got a lot of topics in the realm of sex, because this is an area within Black America that we need some improvement on. So we're gonna spend some time on this, man. So you see my name, I didn't change my name to the Sex Man.
I saw it, the Sex Man, Terrence
Sex
Howard.
Man. Salute. So Joseph Ward, aka the Sex Man, he Patrick beat down Pat. So man, you know this is how we rocking for a minute. So
beat
rock
down
with us,
Pat.
Man.
Did you just name me?
Yeah, beat
not
down
a bad
Pat.
Name.
I know, beat down Pat. Ladies, beat down Pat. But he married, so I'm single. So the Sex Man, that's how we do it. Hey man, good sex, great sex. It don't matter. We trying to get it all. So y'all be cool. And them endorsements, Trojan, lifestyle, all that shit. We come holler at us about these endorsements, and we pushing y'all products like that before we fight y'all. But hey man, get your back blued out. We
blue.
Out this piece. Yeah!